looks like a clinic on how not to do things on the baseball field.
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporters with Tony Maz.
Brought to you by Big Y Grocery Store, T-Mobile, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Jordan's Furniture, Integrity from Marvin Windows and Doors, TestTrips.com, MGM Springfield, Acura of Auburn, Anderson McQuay, Direct Federal Credit Union, Gravely Lawnmowers, AceTicket.com, WFXT-TV, and Mohegan Sun.
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
There's a shot high and deep. He leaned on that, and it is gone. Machado with his 14th home run of the season. So there goes the shutout. Manny Machado with a blast.
You remember that one, Red Sox fans, from earlier in the year? David Price going for a shutout. Manny Machado absolutely blasts one over the wall at left field and left field at Fenway Park. Red Sox won the game, but Machado with the long home run. 617-779-0985 is your number. Here is why we're playing Sound of Manny Machado for you. Here is why. I want to read to you something from Ken Rosenthal today at The Athletic. And again, Rosenthal is pretty plugged in, and he wrote something bigger really, on the Orioles and on the dysfunction in the Orioles organization. And look, as a Red Sox fan, you don't really care. You went 9-1 against the Orioles, but they're headed towards a major shakeup there in Baltimore. Dan Duquette could be out as GM. Buck Showalter could be out as manager. It may not happen now, but it looks like it's going to happen at the end of the year. And when you have that kind of uncertainty, you also have an aging roster, players get dealt. And Machado was going to be an easy one either way, as long as the Orioles were out of contention. And I have said up until now consistently, I've had people ask me before the season, would you trade Devers and take Machado for the year? And my answer was no. So let me now read to you what Ken Rosenthal reported today, and then we'll get to the particulars on potentially Manny Machado landing in Boston. And I'm not telling you that it's imminent. Rosenthal just speculates that Boston could be a good fit. Okay, so here's what Kenny Rosenthal wrote. Just consider some of the teams that might want Machado at third base right now. The Boston Red Sox. Yes, Boston. The Red Sox ranked 28th in OPS at third base, and a trade for Machado would be a vintage Dave Dombrowski stunner. Would the Sox give up, say, 5+ years of third baseman Rafael Devers if the Orioles also included one of their potential free agent relievers, Zach Britton or Brad Brock, and maybe a prospect? So I'll stop there and just to tell you this. The idea of the Orioles having to include Britton and a prospect to give you or to get Rafael Devers, to me, is borderline stunning. So it never occurred to me. This reality never occurred to me. That the Orioles might have to give the Red Sox more to take Machado if the Red Sox endeavors that way, just because of the age of Devers. Okay, and the fact that Baltimore control him for 5 years, which is why initially in spring training or before the year, I said no. Hell, as recently as a few days ago, I said no. But nobody ever presented this deal in such a way that made me sort of pause and say, oh, right. Given the premium that people put on young players now in Major League Baseball, a guy like Devers has more value than Machado does in a trade, particularly to a team like Baltimore, who's getting rid of Machado either way because they suck so bad, they're not going to be able to re-sign him. So they're going to cut bait with Machado. The question is, what's the best they're going to be able to do for him? And Rafael Devers would be a good get. The Red Sox would never do that deal unless you could get more for him. And so I said today, if you could get Zach Britton in addition to Manny Machado in a deal that's endeavors there, I would seriously consider it. And right now, I think I'd do it. Now, look, Felger asked me this afternoon, well, what about Benintendi? And ultimately, if you held a gun in my head, I'd probably do it there too. But I'm not anywhere as near as strong on that one. And here's why. The Red Sox have nothing in their minor league system. Nothing. So you say, why would you trade the future in Rafael Devers for 3 months or 2 months of Manny Machado? And the answer is, at the beginning of the year, I wouldn't. Except now, I look at it and say, what future? What future of the Red Sox are you really giving up? Let's say Devers becomes a good player. How good are the Red Sox going to be in 3 years? When David Price is 35 years old, Chris Sale's gone, Porcello's gone, Kimbrel's gone, Bogarts and Betts are gone, and you have nobody coming in your minor league system. So we've talked about this a lot in the last couple of weeks. The Red Sox have no future. Not really. They have some young players on the big league roster that are good players, but this team is built to win a championship really in a 2 or 3 year window. Before last season, I said 3 years. Now I think you're down to two. Because after next year, Bogarts is gone. Then you're going to lose Betts eventually. And while after, and by the way, at the end of next year, Bogarts isn't the only one. Sale and Porcello go too. This fall, it's Kimbrel and Pomeranz. You know, there aren't many. J.D. Martinez could opt out in a couple of years. And again, the more pertinent point, the Red Sox have nothing in the minor leagues. Nothing. Rafael Devers really is a play for about 3 years from now. Maybe four. Those final 3 years of Devers's, you know, of his control to the Red Sox, those final 3 years are the most valuable ones. I have no idea what the Red Sox are going to look like in 3 years now. When Theo was here, I could look out and say, well, they got players coming. They're going to be in good shape for a long time. I don't feel that way anymore about the Red Sox. So if you want to tell me Machado and I give up Devers and I also get Zach Britton in the deal, see, I think that that deal puts you on the same level as the Yankees and the Astros. If you add Machado and Britton and take out Devers, Benintendi's a different story. But you take out Devers and you add Machado to J.D. Martinez, Betts, Benintendi, Bogarts, and you add Zach Britton in that bullpen, then I think you're on the same level as Houston, New York.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I would do it with Devers. I mean, he's obviously flashed some power, but I don't think he's as foundational a talent that Andrew Benintendi is. That's where I get off. I mean, if you're just trading Benintendi and you get Britton back with Manny Machado for 4 months, like, that ain't worth it to me, because that he, to me, despite his issues on the base paths and defensively sometimes, he is the type of talent like Mookie Betts that you build around.
I just think we've been conditioned here now with the way that, you know, some of these teams have gone. Look at the Bruins, look at the Celtics. Nope, we're not mortgaging the future. Nope, we're not doing it. The future looks bright. Those teams have young, promising players that are just scratching the surface. I mean, in the NBA, guys who have a year or two in, those guys are still like minor leaguers. And the Bruins, we know, have a million of them. The Red Sox have no minor leaguers. They're stripped bare down there. Machado and Britton given the window for Devers? I think I would do that. I don't know if it's realistic, but I would do that. We'll go to your calls here, and Drew, who's in Grafton, has been waiting patiently since the afternoon show. Drew, what do you got?
Hey, Tony. So I'm a little bit saddened by the fact you say no one put it in such a way. I literally called on Monday evening to this show and said, Devers for Machado, and I said O'Day because you get an extra year, but potato, potato, O'Day in Britain, great late-inning guys. And you were a staunch no, although your counterpart there said yes. And my real question is not about why did you change your mind specifically, but what in my delivery made you change your mind after marinating for 3 days? Because next time I get in a discussion with my wife on opposing viewpoints, I need to know so that that can come out again.
Okay, so Drew, look, O'Day and Britton aren't the same thing to me. That's a big one. Like, Zach Britton to me is a guy who can close. O'Day to me is a little bit of a trick reliever, but legitimate question on your part. And I don't know. Maybe just a couple of more days of Rafael Devers made me look at him and say, you know, what the hell are we doing here? I am so down on the Red Sox minor league system at the moment. I can't emphasize that enough. I am so down on it. And maybe it was the, what's the name of the kid they got from the Mariners? Is it Eric Filia? Is that his name?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
So this guy they got from the Mariners, maybe it was that acquisition too that made me realize how desperate the Red Sox are for minor league talent. Like, they took on a kid from Seattle who's got good numbers. 343 hitter career in the minors. OPS of 888. Doesn't hit for a ton of power, but he can hit. By all accounts, he can hit. But he's failed two drug tests. He's been suspended for 50 games for drugs of abuse, not PEDs, drugs of abuse. Just served a 50-game suspension. He was popped for plagiarism in college, and he served as a butler at the Playboy Mansion. So this guy just reeks of character issues. And if they are willing to bring a guy like that into their system, you know what that tells me? They have no system. And so if you don't have a minor league system, and you've loaded up in this short championship window anyway, well, then why wouldn't you make that kind of deal for Manny Machado? And Britton. And that's a big one. Britton's inclusion in it opened my eyes. I have to be honest there. I love Britton. Hard not to. And I don't even know if Britton can throw the ball like he has in the past. We'll see how it goes. I mean, he just came back the other night. So, but if Britton is what he was a couple of years ago, we know what Machado is, and you can add them to a Red Sox team and put them on a level with New York and Houston, because that's what I think that would do, then I'm in. I'm in. I mean, what else do you have to play for? What else are you going to wait for? Because, I think the Red Sox are going to have some major holes, spring some major leaks here, starting this offseason and really after next season. And I don't know how they're going to fill them. 617-779-0985. We'll take your calls on that thought. And later in the show, we'll get to an interesting story by Jason Stark on potential realignment in baseball and radical change surrounding the game. We'll do that also.
We have the Sox covered. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We have the Sox covered. This is the Baseball Reporters. Tony Maserata, show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What do you think? Bull. Power stuff. I mean, that's stuff that you don't do. But, I mean, I'm not on that side. I'm not on that organization. They're still thinking about that same slide that I did. That was no intention on hurting anybody. And, you know, I'm still paying. I'm still trying to get hit at. Get thrown out of my head. Get thrown out everywhere. Bullshit. You know, I've lost my respect for the organization, for that coaching staff, for everyone over there.
I saw you sort of jaw on the bench after that fact. I mean, the conversation.
I mean, you can hit me. Go ahead. Hit me. You know, don't let the keep lingering around and, you know, keep trying to hit people. MLB should do something about pitchers out there with balls in their hands, throwing 100 miles per hour, trying to hit people. I got bad too. I could go up there and crush somebody if I wanted to. But you know what? I'll get suspended for the year, and the pitchers only get suspended for 2 games. That's not cool.
What do you think? Do you think they should take some action?
I don't know. That's not my call. I mean, I play baseball. That's all I can control. So. You know, so they got to do something about it. I mean, you're going to hit somebody, go ahead, hit them. But,
bull. Why do you think they're continuing to do this?
I don't know. I mean, go ask them.
It's Manny Machado. You remember that well. That was the exchange with the Red Sox after Dustin Pedroia, or rather Machado, slid in, hurt Pedroia's knee, and then a couple of days later, the Red Sox threw at Machado, and then Pedroia's at the top step of the dugout saying, hey, that's not me, and blah, 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 blah. One of the defining moments of the Red Sox season, that was last year, right? Wasn't that all last season?
Yep.
My gosh, it feels like it was a lifetime ago, now that they've changed managers. But that was all last year. Now, Machado's going to be moved, folks. The Orioles are in a bad way. Boy, is that team awful. They're going to move him in the next 6 weeks. And Kenny Rosenthal of The Athletic theorized today that he'd be a good fit for Boston. The Red Sox would have to give up someone like Rafael Devers. So 5 years at Devers, and with the Red for 2 months of Machado. But Rosenthal threw this curveball in there. 5 years for 2 months, nobody would make that deal. Nobody, myself included. But if you throw Zach Britton in, and Britton's also a free agent, and you add Machado and Britton to a Red Sox team that looks like it could use another bat, certainly if it wants to compete with Houston and New York, and then you also need a bullpen arm, and Zach Britton can go out there with Craig Kimbrell, and then you can rotate whoever you want in the seventh inning. Boy, that would be a game changer if you ask me. That's assuming Britton can throw well, and that Machado would play third base. And when I say would, that's where I would put him. I wouldn't move Bogarts. And what's Machado going to do? Pout? Not play third in a contract year? He would do it. He would do it, and he would hit. We'll go back to your calls, and Mike is in the car. Mike, what do you got?
Hi, Maz. What if I could tell you that you could get Machado basically without giving up a player?
Well, tell me how.
Well, why not assume Chris Davis' contract?
So, look, Mike, I have a hard time believing, that the Red Sox would do that, and I'm not saying it's impossible. Thank you for the call. I have a hard time believing the Red Sox would do it, and also, I have a hard time believing Baltimore would do it, and here's why. The Orioles need a massive rebuild, too. Machado, Britton, Brad Brock out of their bullpen, that's the way for the Orioles to do it, much in the same way the Yankees did it a couple years ago with Andrew Miller and Aroldis Chapman. Gleyber Torres was acquired for Aroldis Chapman. That's how the Yankees got him. Now, they've had some of their own prospects, too. Obviously, Aaron Judge being chief among them. Gary Sanchez, another one. Some of their own guys have produced as well. But they were able to accelerate that rebuild with trades because they were out of it. And in the case of Chapman, they just bought him back. The Orioles are now facing a similar thing. So you have something like Machado that can get you Rafael Devers, but you're going to be more interested in dumping the contract? I think they'd rather have the talent. Just my two cents. If it were me, I'd rather have the talent. I would offer to trade Chris Davis to another team, eat a lot of the contract, and see if I can get another prospect. That's what I would do if I were the Orioles, but they're not moving him. He's been absolutely brutal. Tim is in a car. Tim, what do you got?
Maz, I'm kind of confused by all this. So you talk about how the Red Sox farm system's empty, and I agree, but you have a 19 or 20-year-old, you know, player at third who you have under control for 5 years, and you're going to give him up for 6 months or 2 months of Machado. The other thing is, you know, this seems like a classic Dombrowski type of move where, you know, it's just going to come back and bite him. You give up a guy with that kind of potential, and then, you know, who's to say that they don't keep some of these guys? You assume that Sale's gone, Kimbrel's gone, Betts is gone. Why? We're the Red Sox, you know, that we have money. Why not spend it? Why not keep some of these guys?
Okay, so Tim, look, I just look at it and say they have a lot of money sunk into a lot of players right now. They just had to let Hanley Ramirez go, if you believe what's coming out of there, because they need the money to pay some of these guys just on arbitration contracts next year. Bogarts, Betts, even Jackie Bradley. And so I look at it all and say, A, Betts has given no indication that he will re-sign here. Maybe they can re-sign Betts. I don't eliminate Betts. But I'll tell you what, let's focus on the pitching. Maybe they'll re-sign Sale. Do you want to do that? Would you give Chris Sale a David Price contract after what happened with David Price? Would you do that? Jim Murray, let me ask you, or Jimmy Stewart, would you guys give Sale 7 years and $217 million like they gave Price?
No, I don't think I would.
Would you give him 6 years or 5 years and $175, $35 million
a year? Sure. I mean, look, they're going.
See, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. And this is my point.
Look, I have concerns about his durability, I think, as anyone would, just looking at him and how spindly he is. But, I mean, considering the going rate for pitchers, you know, I'd rather see him locked up here than not.
So, but here's the greater point, Murray. If they are willing to do it, you know why they are? For the same reason they gave the money to Price. They had no other options. Like, where are they going to get the pitching? When is the last time, really, the Red Sox produced, drafted, and developed a good starting pitcher for their rotation?
John Lester?
Yeah.
I mean, Lester was drafted in 02. So let's say you include Buchholz, okay?
I'd even give you that. Yeah, Buchholz.
Okay, Buchholz is a serviceable major league pitcher. Yep. Okay, Buchholz was what year was he drafted in? 06? 05? 04?
It has to be around that.
It's got to be somewhere in that era. That was over 10 years ago. They haven't drafted and developed a pitcher in ages. And they have nobody in that system that I look at and say, well, he's a slam dunk. I mean, they got that guy coming.
05 for Clay Buchholz.
Okay, so again, who, Jalen Beeks? Well, he doesn't look like he's going to be anything special. Not anything you can build your rotation around. Tanner Houck, number 12, or Tanner Houck was late first round last year. He's been brutal. Jay Groom's been bad and now has had elbow surgery. Trey Ball sucks. Like, they don't have any. They've got nothing. And next year, Porcello's out. And Sale's out. Like, what are you going to get both those guys big contracts? Where are you going to get the pitching? Where are you going to get it? You're going to go out on the free agent market and give someone else a big contract too, because they don't have it. So you're so far in on this team, you might as well go in a little further at this stage, because if you don't win a World Series, it'll be worse than if you do. I just don't think Rafael Devers, if they have Devers, Benintendi, and Betts in 3 years, that's pretty good. Is that enough to win without pitching? Because I don't think it is. Okay, I don't think it is. Neil is in Braintree.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. So I don't think the Red Sox should go after Machado, but I think what they can do is trade Devers for DeGrom, because the Yankees said they aren't going to give up Torres, their third baseman for him, who's young, and the Red Sox may have the best offer for him. And then to fill that third base hole, they can maybe trade for Sano from the Twins, who just got sent down to single A but has power, like 28 home runs last year.
Okay, so look, Neil, with regard to the DeGrom deal, and I understand where you're going. If I'm willing to discuss moving Devers from Machado in Britain, then why not do it for DeGrom? And it's a good question. I sort of look at it, though, and say that one of the things that's appealing to me about Machado in Britain is that it fills two needs with studs, potential studs. And again, this is assuming Britain still has the capacity to be a stud. But you get studs to go up against Houston and New York now. Now, look, if you believe out there that the Red Sox, as constituted, are on the same level as Houston and New York, then you should be an emphatic no on this trade. You should be. I don't believe the Red Sox are quite on the same level as Houston and New York. They're close. They're good. But I don't think they have the horses in the bullpen, and I'm starting to wonder whether Devers and Bogarts in that lineup are going to end up being big negatives, because I'm a little worried about the depth of the lineup after the number five spot. 617-779-0985. We'll stay on this topic. I also want to throw the realignment story at you, longer term, about how baseball can fix itself, although it's really a longer discussion, but we'll introduce it after Murray gets you caught up on headlines.
The Baseball Reporter's Tony Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub. This is the Baseball Reporters.
Which makes all the sense in the world if you're the Red Sox.
With Tony Maserati, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Interesting story today by Jason Stark of The Athletic. And if you you follow baseball, you know Jason Stark, longtime baseball writer, a lot of credibility, and used to work at ESPN. Now he is at The Athletic. And Jason Stark says that Major League Baseball is considering, longer term now, expansion to 32 teams. And when I say longer term, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years, who the hell knows? But 32 teams and a realignment, and I look, it's a one-hour show, so I'm going to spare you all of the details. Okay, it's a one-hour show, so I gotta make it simple for you. But the general idea is that there would be a dramatic overhaul of the game, because you would end up with 16 teams in each league, and maybe divisions that are based on geography, and I think there are a lot of ways to play this out. Okay, but here is my short answer on this idea. If it means more teams, fewer regular season games, and more playoffs, I'm in. I'm in. The baseball regular season is too long. We all know that. And so under Stark's proposal, there's one scenario in which the Red Sox would end up in a division with the Phillies, the Blue Jays, and the Pirates.
That's the stupidest
stupidest
thing I've ever heard. Okay. The Yankees have to be in the same division as the Red Sox.
So, and that is totally 100% based on geography. The Yankees would then be in a division with the Mets, the Orioles, and the Nationals. There would be no American League and National League anymore. All these crazy things. I think, to me, some of that, some of the tradition of the game, I want to preserve some of it. I just don't think baseball has to preserve all of it, like it digs in and on all the time. I don't understand that.
No, but your basic rivalries have to still exist. Cubs and Cardinals, Red Sox, Yankees, Dodgers and Giants. Like, there's some things you can't screw with.
I mean, so to me, that one, I, you know, the idea of having realignment, maybe even have two divisions in each league with eight teams in them, right? Like, you know, and you want to minimize the travel. I'd like to see a more regular schedule in baseball. When I say that, Mari, I've said this a million times. Baseball could solve so many problems if they just went to a similar model of how the schedule is in Japan. And when I say that, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights, you play night games. Thursday, you're off. So there's a guaranteed off day on Thursday every week. Then the team can travel on Thursday whenever it wants. Think of how much that minimizes the wear and tear of travel, that you don't have to fly after a Wednesday game and go, you know, cross country, right? You can now just get your night of rest. The next day you fly to the West Coast. Or I should say rather, then you resume on Friday. You play Sunday afternoon anyway. So now when you fly Sunday night, you're arriving at a reasonable hour, you get a full night of rest, and now you're playing on Monday night again. So you have Monday to wake up, everything's good, you get yourself settled in your new place. Like, the players should be all for that. They really should. More playoffs, fewer regular season games. You play six games a week, you play 24 weeks a year. All the fans know when the games are. There are no gray areas. If you want to keep the Sunday night game, I suppose you could, because obviously there's revenue there from the TV contract. You keep the Sunday night game, and the team that plays on Sunday night plays at home on Monday, and the other one has a short trip. So if it's Baltimore, they're flying to Boston. Whatever. Like, you minimize it on Sunday night for those teams. It really shouldn't be that hard to figure out. Okay? So, but again, I am for a radical overhaul of the game structure that reduces games, that minimizes travel, that increases postseason, that speeds up games. All of that stuff I am for. I just thought it was an interesting thing today by Jason Stark. I wish I could go into every detail on it for you. It just would, again, it's a one-hour show. It just would take too much time. Let's go back to the phones, and Brian, who's in the car. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Tony. So to answer your question about the Chris Sale thing, I definitely would sign him for the price money, just because he's proven he's pitched here before, but that's a different argument for a different day.
Brian, just quickly, what if he does poorly in the playoffs again?
That's there first. But also, I do agree with you on bringing in Machado and Britton. Not only just to help him this season, but if we can convince him that it's an actual good baseball town to play in, then hopefully we could actually, you know, sign him to a contract.
Okay, so Brian, look, I would say for the purposes of this discussion, you got to leave that part out of it. So you can't make the trade saying, oh, let's hope we can sign him then and keep him here. Machado's going to go where the money is. Okay, and you can do that after the season anyway. So that's not a reason to make the deal. Machado knows what kind of baseball town Boston is, as does Scott Boras. Boras and Boras is the agent. They know where they're going to get the money. They know what would be the best fit. Everybody knows all that already. The question is, if, as Kenny Rosenthal laid it out there today, if the Orioles were willing to give you Zach Britton in addition to Machado, if you gave them 5 years of Rafael Devers, you have to give up Devers. But to convince you, they said, well, look, you get Machado for 2 months. We know that 5 years for 2 months isn't an even swap. But we'll throw Britton in, too, so you get them both. I think I'd do it. I just think the Red Sox are so far in with this group of players, and they are going to have some major decisions coming in the next couple of years. Major ones. So again, Sale's contract is up at the end of next season. Price could opt out after this year. Kimbrel's a free agent. Pomeranz is a free agent after this season, both of them. After next year, Porcello's also up. Xander Bogaerts is up after next year. You've got some huge, huge free agents and decisions to make in the next year plus. Huge. And that those are big ones that really affect the makeup of your team. You lose Sale. You lose, you know, potentially Bogarts and J.D. Martinez if he opts out. You're not championship caliber anymore. I mean, you may not be championship caliber now, given what the Astros and the Yankees have. And your minor league system stinks. So if any of those guys leave, you're not replacing them with minor leaguers. So if you're going to go all in with this group, why not go all in? Trade Devers too, get yourself Machado and Britton, try to win a World Series. Why not do it that way? I mean, is Devers really going to be the difference between you being competitive and respectable this year and next? I like Devers. I'd like to see him get back to approaching his at-bats the way he did a year ago when he was hitting the ball the other way. But I also think that, as constituted, the Red Sox aren't quite good enough to beat New York and Houston. I might be wrong. If you feel like they are good enough, then you don't make the trade. I have my doubts. Let's go to Ryan in Weymouth.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to touch on the Machado-Devers trade. If you keep saying over and over since we played Detroit that Dombrowski has, like, destroyed all farm depth and, like, from the Tigers, and you keep saying that we're going to be the Tigers, then why would you trade Machado or trade for Machado and give up Devers? Because that's going to destroy our farm system even more.
So, Ryan, I mean, listen.
We won't have someone else who replaces him.
You're right. You're right. I know.
Why would you do the trade?
Okay, because, again, I feel like you are so far in with this group that you're not good enough to win a championship now, and the only way you're going to do it is to add Machado and Britton. Or in that kind of trade where you get a couple of veteran studs and you might be able to win a championship. Right now, I doubt whether they can win a championship in the this season with the group they have. I doubt it.
I agree with that.
And when I doubt it, I'm not saying that they can't do it. I'm saying that I personally have doubts about it, if that makes sense.
No, I agree. I don't think they could win this year, even if we kept Devers or even if we got Machado and Britton. I mean, there's the huge what-if of Britton still healthy and Machado's gone in 2 months, and I don't think he'd sign with the Sox because of what happened last year with the whole throwing to the head and all that. And like I said, if you think that you're scared of losing the farm system and having nobody to replace, then why would you get rid of a 20-year-old kid who has some potential of becoming like an everyday all-star?
Yeah, so again, you ask a very logical question. I'm not telling you that you're wrong to ask that question. I'm just telling you, I look at the minor league system and say, if Devers is here, but in the next couple of years they lose or don't want to re-sign Sale, Porcello, Kimbrel, Pomeranz, Bogarts, all of whom are free agents in the next 2 years. And when I say 2 years, I mean this fall and next. After next season, Bogarts is up. So are Price and Porcello. Pomeranz and Kimbrel are up now. And then beyond that, Price could opt out after this season. Maybe that's a blessing. And then after next season, J.D. Martinez could opt out. So if all of those things are true, and then you have not yet re-signed Mookie Betts or Benintendi, like, to me, there is legitimate cause here to look at the Red Sox and say, well, we don't have anybody coming in the minor league system. I mean, really, they have nothing down there. Nothing. So you can keep Benintendi and Devers, certainly, and I'm trying to think of my leaving out any other dynamic young players. Those are really the two ones. And Betts. For the short term, because Betts has given you no indication he'll re-sign here. You can keep those guys, but are those three guys alone enough to win you a World Series with no pitching coming, and then no Sale, nor no Porcello, no Pomeranz, no Kimbrel, none of those guys? So what are you going to do, go out on the free agent market and sign veteran guys again and give them ridiculous contracts? The absence of a farm system really has screwed the Red Sox. They're in a brutal spot right now. They have a lot of money tied up in guys that aren't earning it. They're still paying Sandoval. They're still paying Hanley this year. So they don't have room to add a lot of money, and they don't have any prospects to deal. How are they going to get these players? Short-term and long, how are they going to get them? Because long-term, I don't want them to get them on the free agent market. This team's built for the short-term. That's the ultimate point. It was going into last year, it was built for about a three-year window. You're now halfway through that. I still don't know if you're quite good enough to win a championship. Maybe they are. If they leave it as is and they win the World Series, well, then they get the best of everything. because they keep Devers, they keep Benintendi, they don't do anything ridiculous, and now maybe they clear some money and they can start to revamp. But if they get to the playoffs again and lose badly, then you're going to look at them and say, well, now what? Because I don't know that they have all that much flexibility next year.
Baseball Reporters with Tony Mazz. 98.